At the end of five innings, behind Simmons, Philadelphia is out in front of the Giants 4-1. Four runs in the fourth inning. Coslow didn't come back for the fifth. Saul Magley took over then. And in that fourth inning, Dick Sisler, who is just as hot as a 79-cent pistol, hit a home run, his fifth of the year with one on. Pittsburgh has just made two runs in the second inning. Go ahead, 2-0 over the Chicago Cubs of Chicago. Cincinnati's in St. Louis tonight. Now, in the American League, Washington's in Boston, and the Red Sox are leading 2-0 at the end of four and a half innings, with Staubs pitching for Boston, Hudson for Washington. It is a 2-1 ball game, the White Sox over the Cleveland Indians. Kane for Cleveland, and Bobby Fuller pitching for Cleveland, and as Connie just told you, Fuller hit a home run in the third inning for Cleveland's only tally. Wise will start for the Athletics at the Polo Grounds against Vic Rashi. At the Yankee Stadium. And at Yankee Stadium today, one of the great men all time in baseball, Ed Barra, is being honored. This is a day in honor of Ed Barra. Connie?
All right, Sam Justov leading off. He's the Boston Lightning Bolt. Boy, can he run. Switch hitter batting right-handed against this lefty, Joe Hatton. The first pitch dealt outside and low for ball one. Justo playing at Montreal last year, stole 89 bases. Swing down this one, it's a high fly ball, deep back in the left center. This one may be gone, and it is. This one way back in there. Justo tagged that one high and far for a second run, and he touches the ball. He leads the league, you know, in the number of base hits. That is his 33rd. And he brings home his 23rd run. So he's topped in that department. So Jethro really got a hold of one of Hatton's curveballs and straightened it out. Back in section 32, which is at left center field, and it is now a 4-0 ball game. Earl Specs Torgerson stepping up, batting at 295. Steps away from a sidearm curveball. Ball one. So the Dodgers got a lot of work to do. Hatton, who threw three home run balls at Chicago, has tossed two today. One to Gordon, and now this one to Jethro. Sweeping curveball outside. Bankhead continues to toil down in the bullpen for Brooklyn. Dodgers have the tail end of their hitting list coming up. In the last half of this fifth inning, Hatton's overhand fastball gets over for a strike. Ball two, strike one. Dodgers down 4-0. Top half of the fifth inning. Post Orioles very happy to be sending it all your way, wherever you may be around the country. 2-1 pitch up high. Ball two. Ball three. Beg your pardon. Ball three. Strike one. Torgerson has 23 base hits, moving along quite solidly. Hatton throws 3-1, and this is inside, up tight for ball four. So after the home run, Hatton deals up a walk. He walked Gordon in the first inning, and then, as Red told you, that little pop fly hit out the shortstop that Reese lost in this tough dive. That's where Boston got their first run. A home run by Gordon after a single by Torgerson. Got him two more, and Jethro opened up this frame with a home run. Buston Bob Elliott up. 1-for-2 this afternoon. Torgerson jumps down on first base. Here's a pitch to Bob. Right back. Right. Hatton's whiskers and into center field. And Torgerson easily cruises around to third base. Boy, that was a solid rep. Right back to Hatton. Out of the center field. Go for Elliott. That's his second hit. Edwards goes to the mound. Captain Reese comes in from shortstop. Bankhead continues to toil down in the bullpen, and here is Mr. Gordon again. So, friends, Hatton is going to get to Derek. And now Dan Bankhead, after throwing down a fast blazer out there, starts walking in towards the mound. 4-0 score, top half of the fifth inning. Bankhead, as we told you before, while he was tuning up, came up with a little arm trouble. It was more in his back. And he's back on the firing line now. Dan came up with a sparkling relief job at the Polo Grounds from Big Don Newcomb. Started a ball game and only won a couple. Dan took up the torch, went on to win the ball game, and that kind of cemented him around the plate. Then as he pitched a good ball out from the west, then the sore back and shot in his head put him on the shelf for a while. But here he is, and it's going to be a rather interesting experience to see how he's going to come along. This is a power-packed Boston lineup, and they can really swing that wood. Here's one of them up there right now. Sid Gordon with a home run his last time up. Bankhead looking the situation over now as he's back to the plate. The outfield is deep, you betcha they are, with Gordon up there swinging that mace. They're around into left field. Carl Erskine starts walking down to the bullpen. Bankhead had a fine year last year at Montreal. He won 20 ball games and lost 6. He's rather a willowy fellow with a very good move. Oh, he shows you a lot of motion out there, and that ball comes whisking out of nowhere. Got a good kick, too. Spins, comes down the curveball to Gordon on the corner for a strike. 4-0 score in favor of the Braves from Beantown. Bankhead now to his stop position. Runners on at first and third. Spins, comes in with a curveball, and is over again. Gordon comes back. He isn't beefing on it. He's back talking to Larry Getz about, boy, wasn't that a beauty. Strike two. Erskine is now up and throwing down in the Dodger bullpen. Billy Southworth, hoping for a little more business, coaching down here at third base. Johnny Cooney is over at first today. He alternates with Jimmy Brown, former Cardinal captain. Bankhead ready to deliver the strike two pitch now. Down she comes to Gordon, and he takes a half chop at it. The ball hits the stick and goes right into the Dodger dugout. Back line in our geography here. Practically went right down that ramp in the center. Del Ennis has just hit a home run in the sixth inning with one on, his fourth of the year. But we know that Philadelphia leads the Giants at least 6-1. Is not complete, and that was the last half of the sixth. Bankhead set to work again. Comes down a big curve. Back foul. Way back in the left field seat. Gordon swung out ahead of that a little bit too much and pulled it. Foul. The Braves leading 4-0. Top half of the fifth inning. Snyder's really going steady with that left center field fence out there on Gordon. He's way around him. He'll be up in the stands two more steps now. Bankhead working on a tough hitter, Sid Gordon. And the pitch, fastball. Well, Bankhead really let him have it. He suddenly pitched on Saturday afternoon and got him swinging. One out. And brings up Willard Marshall. Marshall hitting at 267. Bankhead trying to help the Brooklyns here get out of this bad spot. One run already in. Runners on at first and at third. One out. Marshall up. Left-hand hitter takes a curve that is low for ball one. Willard has 24 base hits, a couple of home runs, and he's 1-for-2 this afternoon. Single his first time up, but that was that little pop fly that Reese lost in the sun. Bankhead comes in with his pitch, outside, ball two. Dan is pitching away from Marshall, hoping to cut down his power to pull the ball. Although the defensive setup for Brooklyn in the outfield is around towards the right field line. Wood pulls about everything he gets his stick on. Big and strong. Now the 2-0 pitch, swung on and cut foul. Back up over the Braves wigwam and back into the stands. Ball two, strike one. Top half of the fifth inning. 4-0 Boston. Hey, mother, you tried Sugar Crisp yet? Boy, if you haven't, put that right on top of your grocery list. Backhand working diligently here on a tough man. Sends a fastball outside for ball three. Erskine continues to warm up. Maybe Shotton will want the pitch hitter for Bankhead, who will be the second man up in the last half of the fifth inning. Erskine is getting tuned up. Got him on the back of the stove. Bankhead ready, delivering now 3-1. Checks. Runner at first base. And there goes Elliott. The pitch line. A high fly ball going deep out towards right center field. And this one is up against the fence. In the score comes Torgerson right up back of him. Comes Elliott. And so it is now 3 runs in. Bankhead got by one man. But a big booming tipple by Marshall off the right center field fence gets 2 more in. Torgerson and Elliott come home to roost. Marshall, his second hit. A couple of runs batted in. Gives him now a total of 16. And he's walked over. 6-0. Favor of Boston. Top half of the fifth inning. Better wait for the call on that because for a while it looked like there might be enough carry to get this thing into Bedford Avenue. It's high up against the wall. The Snyder practically crawled up to try to grab it. Up there now is Big Cooper. Walker swings at the fly ball to center. Looks like it's going to be deep enough to get this run in. There's Snyder making a grab of it. Here comes Marshall tugging to the plate and he makes it easy. Number four comes over. 7-0. Braves leading the Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. So it's a run batted in for Big Cooper. Brings up Sibby Sisti, the second baseman. And he got a chance to play. He's yet to come up with a base hit. 4-for-8. 2 out. Bankhead in with a curveball up too high. Ball one. Oh, the Dodgers got a lot of work to do. Trailing 7-0. Top half of the fifth inning. Bankhead spins in with a curveball and gets it through for a strike. Braves have counted 4 times here in the top half of the fifth inning. And they're still at it. 2 out. Big swung on as a little looper hit out back to second. Reese goes over and bumps into Robinson. Down goes Pee-wee. And Robinson gets the ball and Reese, I think, is hurt. Reese went charging over. Jack went after the ball. The two of them converged right back to second base and they smacked. And Robinson got the ball, but Reese had the wind knocked out of him. And out trainer Wendler. And Billy Southworth, the Braves, a few more of them are running out there. The Dodgers, of course, are all around there. Little captain. And he stretched out. Boy, that was a bang, bang. He went in the run. He's kind of like running into a brick wall. Pee-wee was not looking. And he just kept going after that ball. And Jack came on, too. Both of them watching the flight of it. And smacked together. And now Pee-wee's up, walking around. Okay, there.
Well, friends, everywhere, folks are talking about the new cereal sensation called Sugar Crisp. Yes, sir, and Sugar Crisp is really something to talk about. An entirely new cereal that's more than a cereal. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's handy, or eat it like candy. Sugar Crisp, you see, is wholesome puffed wheat with a delicious coating of sugar and honey. Now, for your breakfast, why, you just pour milk or cream on top and skip the sugar. Delicious. And you can enjoy Sugar Crisp between meals for a special snack. Or take it along wherever you go. Or just eat it out of the bag, like candy. So, better treat the family. The post Sugar Crisp right away, Mom. How about this Saturday afternoon, huh? Stores are still open.
Yes, sir.
Buy several bags and then just watch them disappear. So look for Sugar Crisp at your friend the grocer's in the big red, white, and blue cellophane bag. Well, we've got the last half of the fifth inning coming along. Well, Connie, it was quite a collision down there, wasn't it?
I walk into the door in the middle of the night. Bob. Now, Pee-wee's all right. Doc Wendler motioned up to our booth here and said that he got him around the windpipe, knocked the wind out of him. Edwards up there takes the first pitch over for a strike. Suforth is motioning down to the bullpen for Erskine to get tuned up. Looks like they're going to hit for Bankhead. Well, they need runs. Dodgers nothing and Boston 7. Last half of the fifth inning. Edwards up there trying to get him a start. 5-31. This is average. Swings and lines this one right at third baseman Elliott. Bob didn't have to move a step. Come to me, baby. Line drive right at the third baseman for the first out of the last half of the fifth inning. And Bankhead now is coming up to hit. So all the motion from the bullpen to Mr. Erskine. Carl now turns around, sees Bankhead walking up. Oh, he's going to lob a throw. Sam Nairn is ready to go sit down, and now they do. Bankhead, who's a pretty good hitter, 1-for-7 so far this year, batting at 143. First day in Ebbets Field, he had a home run. Right-hand batter swings on the first pitch, and it's a high foul back on the plate. Here comes Big Cooper. He's got it. High foul back of the plate. Two down. And Pee-wee, I guess, is going to take the rest of the afternoon off. Eddie Mixis is over at the bat rack. Boy, that was quite a bump. And Mixis still hasn't found his favorite stick yet. So Reese is through for the afternoon. Now, if we get any further word, well, we'll pass it along to you about Pee-wee. Brick wall. So Mixis is going to hit for Reese and undoubtedly will take over shortstop. Eddie Mixis, one of the five leather men in the game. He's not so potent with that stick, but boy, you can't let a guy like this go. Takes the first pitch on the corner for a strike. Two out. Nobody on. The Dodgers behind 7-0, and Vernon Bickford, who has beaten them three times since he came in the league, having himself a pretty good day. Curve swung out and lifted high out to left field. Under it is Gordon, waiting now, looking up into this tough sky, and takes it for the out. Boy, it was a rainmaker. So three up, three down. And the Dodgers take the field now to face this Boston attack that has been rather rough this afternoon. Whacked him around. For 7 runs so far. So we're ready to serve up the all redhead again with our post-serial scoreboard, and there's plenty on it.
The end of 6 innings, the Phillies leading 6-1 over the Giants. Sisler and Ennis hit home run. End of 3 innings, the Pirates lead the Cubs 2-1. Cincinnati's at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, the Athletics failed to score in their first at-bat over at the stadium. The Yankees are now hitting. Wise is pitching for the A's against Rashi of New York. This has been a very significant afternoon at the stadium because this has been the ball game in honor of Ed Barrow. And the Yankees, you know, won all those pennants while Barrow was the fellow putting them together. And so a player from each of the former Yankee pennant-winning teams under Ed Barrow was there today, and a player from each of the National League teams that opposed those Yankee teams in the World Series was also there. So there's a great deal of sentiment there. And I don't know of a finer tribute to be paid to a more deserving person than the tribute to have a day in honor of Ed Barrow at Yankee Stadium. He, more than any other individual, built it. In 5.5 innings, the Red Sox lead Washington 2-0. And at the end of 4.5 innings, the White Sox over the Indians 2-1. What's the score here, Connie?
7-0. And it's unnatural as far as the Brooklyn fans are concerned.
What's the score here, Connie?
7-0. And it's unnatural as far as the Brooklyn fans are concerned. The Braves out on top. Buddy Kerr leading off against Bankhead here. Takes the first pitch high outside for ball one. Outfield pretty much straight away. Infield normal. Mixes down at third and Cox moves over to shortstop. Kerr swings and misses. Ball one, strike one. So Eddie's a handy man to have around on your bench. Reese in a collision with Robinson had to take the rest of the afternoon off. Banged his windpipe. Now the 1-1 pitch. Kerr bunched out along the third baseline. Mixes, grabs it close to first. In. I'll tell you, that Mixes can handle that slutter. An awful lot of ball clubs like to have him around on their bench. Not only on their bench, and quiz. Vernon Bickford getting a spluttering of applause here as he comes marching up. He shut out the Dodgers for 5 innings. Mates have gone out and got 7 runs off Hatton and Bankhead. Fastball is high inside, ball one. Bickford as a hitter is 1-for-13. Average of 0.77. Outfield is split, big hole in left center. Bickford takes under the hand, ball two. Schuba is playing a normal straightaway left field, but Snyder is faded over a bit towards right center. There's a big area out there between the center gardener and the left fielder. Now the 2-0 pitch, and this one is inside. Ball three. Moving a plate around on Dan. Bankhead in relief of Joe Hatton. Dan ready to deliver the 3-0 pitch. Down she comes, too high, and without looking at the strike, Bickford goes on down to first base. First walk given up by Bankhead. Struck out one. He came in the ball game after Hatton had served up a home run ball to Jethro, who's now coming up to hit left-handed against this right-hander. Then Torgerson walked, Elliott single, and that was exit for Hatton. Enter Bankhead, struck out the first man, big lumberman Sid Gordon, and then Marshall cracked him for a triple. After the inning was all over and the smoke died down, they had 4 runs in the top of the 5th inning. Jethro up there. Swings just a high fly ball deep back in the left center field. Schuba and Snyder racing way, way back. And it is Schuba who makes the catch. Snyder cut over in front of him. Made a stab at it with his head, and Schuba behind him made the grab. For a minute, I thought we were going to have another one of those things. They are both converging on that baseball. It was hit deep back in the left center field, and that gave the crowd here at Ebbets Field something to hum about. Earl Torgerson, the first baseman, is up now, batting at 295, 23 base hits. Vernon Bickford on at first base, 2 off, top half of the 6th, 7-0, favor the Braves, first of a 3-game series. Outfield playing big target to pull the ball towards right. Curveball dealt overhand low for ball one. Torgerson is 1-for-2 officially this afternoon. Grounded to second, singled, and walked. Bickford down on first. Pitches on the corner for a strike. Bankhead pitching that outside corner. Gil Hodges is not on the bag, pulling it against Bickford. He's back in his fielding depth with a left-hand hitter up there who can pull that ball in his sector. And now at the last second, Torgerson gets something in his eye and steps out. Ball one, strike one. Guy Reedy takes a toehold. Bankhead to his lingering stretch, brings it down very slowly, comes in with a high pitch outside. Pulled a string on it, but couldn't get it through, and ball two and strike one. Billy Southworth coaching down at third. Donnie Cooney, who finished up managing the ball club last year, is at first base. Backhead ready to serve 2-1 to Torgerson, does, and it's over for call strike two. Here's the official attendance, friends. 19,488. 19,488. Top of the sixth, two out. The count 2-2 on Torgerson. Bickford leads away from first base. Backhead. Pitches in there, and it's over for call strike two. Oh, the sneaky little curveball. It's not through there. And Mr. Torgerson was caught with his bat on his shoulder. So it is no runs. No hits, one man left on, Bickford walking one away, and they left him at first base. Now, once again, here's Red Barber.
Connie, I bet some folks all over the country listening to this post-serial broadcast and wondering what in the world we're going to talk about post-toasting.
Well, now's a good time.
Never a better time. Post-toasting. Boy, I'm telling you, that's a big hit in the Breakfast League, and that's the reliable hit. Post-toasting. A long record of just making happy appetites happy. Friends, you try Post Toasters and judge for yourself and see if they are better than any other cornflakes you ever ate. You'll find there's a world of difference in cornflakes, and it's Post Toasting that makes the difference. Yes, ma'am, you'll notice a delicious, grand-tasting difference in every spoonful of Post Toasters. They're extra good, extra tasty, and extra fresh. So next time at your grocer's, don't you say cornflakes. You just ask the man for Post Toasters here, get better cornflakes. Another famous post cereal, guaranteed fresh.
George Shuba leading off, and he can't get away from the curveball. It hits him right on his number 8 in the back of his uniform. And he's on at first base the hard way. The Shuba hit by a pitch. Bickford broke off a great big rainbow. Almost broke Shuba off, too. Well, Snyder is up, 7-0 in score. The Dodgers have not scored in the last 19 innings. Shut out by Raffensperger and didn't score the last 5 innings at Pittsburgh. Pitches over to Snyder for a strike. Oh, that's a long time. They are run drought, isn't it? 19 innings. Sutton probably wondering when we're going to get the first one. Bickford ahead, Bob, and his pitch comes down. Swung on, pulled to the right side. Sisti up with it. Goes to first, and they get one. The ball was not hit too sharply, so they made sure of the front man, cardinal rule in baseball. Snyder hitting into a force play. Sisti, the second baseman, to Buddy Kerr, the shortstop. So Shuba is erased at the middle stop, and it brings up Jackie Robinson. Jack batting at 323. Walked in the first inning, grounded to second base in the fourth inning. Infield set up in double play position now, the runner on at first base and one out. Snyder leading away. Torgerson holding the bag tightly against him. Bickford takes a look. Goes into Robinson. One on and foul right down below us. And Red made a pop after that. And take a souvenir home to little Miss Barber. Big, bad Braves came down from Boston having a tea party here. Last half of the sixth. 7-0. Bickford in with a pitch, swung on, hit down to short. Kerr, well, nice one-hand pickup, touches second, goes to first for a double play, and there's a three-man collision out of second base. Sisti and Kerr, and then, just to say hello, the Duke came in there and dug up some of our Ebbets Field real estate. And they all went down. This is quite a day we're having around here. Double play, and for the Braves, that is now their 26th. Well, friends, before we get you back to the old redhead, I'll give you a quick look at the post-serial scoreboard. The National League, New York at Philadelphia, and at the end of 7 innings, the score is 6-1 in favor of the Phillies. Kurt Simmons going. Coslow started, Sal Magley in the fifth, and Kirby Higbee in the seventh inning. Sisler in his fifth home run in the fourth inning with a man on. Del Ennis his fourth home run in the sixth with a man aboard. Pittsburgh playing at Chicago. Frank Killer for the Little Bears and Chambers for Pittsburgh. And it's a 2-2 tie at the end of four rounds. Cincinnati and St. Louis, they'll go at it at Portsmouth Park tonight. In the American League, Philadelphia and New York, as Red told you, it's Ed Barrow Day. 0-0 at the end of one and a half. Cooks Wise, former Cub, going for Philadelphia, and Vic Lashley for New York. Boston 4, Washington 0 at the end of six innings. Chicago and Cleveland, it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the White Sox. Bobby Feller pitching and hit a home run. And St. Louis and Detroit will play a little later on. So that's it. And now, once again, back at his post, here's the old redhead, Red Ball.
Hello, Connie. Don't you get far off the reservation here. We want to hear from you later on. Seventh inning, Bob Elliott, who has a pair of singles that are three times up. He's sitting now at 259. Big right-hand hitter. Relief pitcher, Bankhead, ready to go. And it's 7-0 Boston. Curveball is in. Ball one. Bankhead is a tall, lithe, slender fellow. He's the first Negro in the history of the major leagues to pitch. Pitched here at Brooklyn, if you recall. Then went down to Montreal. Now back again. Curve, over. Call strike, one and one. Johnny Antonelli is throwing down in the Boston bullpen. Is what he's throwing for remains to be seen. At any rate, he's keeping ready. Although, as far as the Dodgers are concerned, Bickford's been too rough. Happy around to a left on Bob, who pulls the ball. Pitch it hard out that way. Fastball is very high. Edwards has to reach up a 10, mid on it, pull it down. 2-1. The strong wind, which is not let up. In other words, blowing in gusts. It's just constant. Blows from right field into the left field corner. Off from first base to third base. Bankhead, 2-1. A curve, 1-1 and miss. 2-0, 2-7. The Braves have run in the first inning, 2 runs in the third, and 4 in the fifth. The first run was a gift from Tuck Sky, but the next 6, boy, had been blasted. In fact, the Braves hadn't had anybody hitting a single. It's sort of puny. Bankhead deals 2-2. Curve swung and a strike three. Take a strikeout for Elliott. Dodgers snapped the ball around. This is the first game of a long homestand. Braves here tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. Jack Collins, the business manager of the Dodgers, just situated to the post-serial box. There are 12,000 seats, all prices for tomorrow's game. 12,000 seats. One out from Sid Gordon. He hit a big home run earlier. Takes a fastball high inside. Ball one. Sidney walked in the first inning and banged the 2-run home run. That was the Sugar Crisper at the end of the third. Sid hitting 270. Right-hander Bankhead delivers. Curve high inside. Ball two. You're talking about something that's loose and limber. You ought to see this Bankhead pitch. He pitches as all he does hasn't got a bone in his body. And Jakes comes down 2-0, fastball high inside for ball three. Eddie Batan, who is one of the old settlers among the rooters here at Ebbets Field, has been good for us this afternoon, as usual. Down there hollering at Desmond. 2-0 pitch, fastball high inside, ball four. Base on ball. You folks out around the country, anytime you come into this neck of the woods, you're in the sick, you look up and see if the Dodgers are home. Whereas you just haven't been to New York at all if you haven't dropped in at Ebbets Field. If you haven't seen a ball game in Brooklyn, you just haven't seen one. We got lots of fellows like Batan around here. You know you're on a place that's jumping. Never let all day. If it's going to happen, it'll happen here. Parade, 7-0, Boston. One gone, Willard Marshall up. Hit triple, knocked two in. Off Bankhead, you recall. fifth inning. In fact, that's that. Will left-hand hitter swings at a wild fly ball going deep on the right field. Trollo at the base of the scoreboard makes the catch. Will goes to second base. Gordon returning to first. The wind held that up just enough to make it touch. Without the wind today, that ball would have been halfway up on the scoreboard. I'll show you a lot of you haven't been to Brooklyn, have you? Let me show you. The dimensions down the right field wall, 297 right down the right field line. It is 395 in the right center field corner. It is 393 in the left center field corner. It is 351 in back of left field, and in the straight down the left field power line, it's 348. Double deck stands all the way around except for directly behind right field. That's where the famous wall is. Here is Big Walker Cooper up. Swings and misses the curve. He hasn't a hit in the three at-bats for the Braves, but he batted in the run. And in their seventh, the long fly ball. Big guy swinging from the end. That field around toward left. There goes Sid Gordon. Cooper swings, drops the ball down the left field corner. Over goes Shuby. Can't get it across the wall for the first hit for Cooper and Harry Gordon around third. He's coming on in scoring. It's a big double by Walker Cooper. So Southford has Gordon running. And Big Cooper hit a 3-1 pitch. Banged it off the left field wall. 348 feet away for his first hit of the break. So he bangs in two. Makes it now 8-0 game in favor of Boston. The first six runs charged to start of Joe Hatton. The next two to relief pitcher Bankhead. Two men gone. Big Cooper, who's not so fast, he can swing that wood. And I think he likes to play for Southwood. Down there, second base. Miller's got him back again. Way ahead of his second base. There's Sue Sisti. That's by SPI. Sisti. Was in Buffalo. Been with the Braves quite a few years. Did move outfield, infield. Right-hand hitter. Pretty good. Last ball down on his feet. All right. Maybe that Chuck wants Newcomb to work an inning or so. Tune up today. We'll see. I know left-hander Antonelli continues throwing in the left field corner for the Braves. Boston on top. 8-0. The Braves looking for their first win of the Dodgers this year. Brooklyn swept the two-game series at Boston earlier. 1-0 pitch. Curve low. And it is ball two. Ball Southworth, pushing it third, is an energetic figure. Johnny Cooney pushing it first base. Southworth has my most complete admiration. Make it throw. Billy has had to beat himself twice. You know, the hardest thing in the world is for a man to beat himself. He went out of the major leagues. One time, you know, he was manager with the Cardinals. But all the way down to the bottom, had to start up again, Class D ball. And he just won his own fight. He came back to be manager of the Cardinals again and won World Championships. And he went on to Boston. Pitch inside, ball three. And if there was one thing on the face of the earth that Southworth loved that son of his. And he was a great boy. And he was worth that devotion. And he had a fine war record. And then you recall, he went off a runway, landing at the Guardia Field, and his body wasn't found for months. And Southworth, Nelly, was torn apart. But he survived that. You gotta like a fellow that strike. 3-1 pitch now to Sisti. Low, ball four. He's aboard, base on ball. That's three walks given up by Bankhead. Or should we say, it looks slightly less than brilliant in his relief assignment. Of course, the testing point is, can he throw the ball at all after pulling that muscle? I'll let Desmond spell it, but he tell me the muscle he pulled at Chicago was the supraspinatus. Try that one on your ukulele. So one run in. Runners at first and second for Boston here in the seventh inning. 8-0 favor of the Braves, who are hitterish, to put it mildly. Buddy Carr has one hit for three at-bats, the shortstop. batting 181 for the year. That feels slightly into left. Bankhead stops, deals, curves one on line into right center field for a base hit. It could wave around third base. And let's see, Sister comes in to third and Carr holds the first for the winning single. Second run of the inning on the ninth of the game, and all for the Braves. So Carr hits a line single out of the right center field. One batted in to him, Sister around the third. And the Braves continue on the warpath. We've got a little scalping party here in Flatbush. Hodges over to mound, talking to Bankhead. Pitcher Vern Bickford, who hasn't won a game this year, is sort of edging into the catbird seat, I would think, wouldn't you? He's had it himself, and his teammates have gotten him 9 runs. For the Christmas time on the 13th of May. Bankhead working for the third out. Men at first and third. Pitches high inside of the Bickford has to get back out of the way. Sister who can run. Leading down off third and foul ground. So in the event he's hit with a batted ball, he would not be automatically out. Carr off first. Second base open. Outfield back into right. Bickford takes high inside for ball two. Bankhead behind now. 2-0. Seventh man to come up here in the seventh inning. Braves out in front, 9-0. 6 runs off Hatton, 3 off Bankhead. Fastball over for a call strike. Preacher Rowe is going down to the Brooklyn bullpen, I guess, to carry some instructions. He's not taking a glove with him. He's going down and is talking to Newcomb. Newcomb and Erskine both throwing. Pitch over for strikes 2-2. Rowe still talking with Newcomb. He ran down there too. Apparently he was under orders. We got to get a station break here as soon as we can. It's long, upper half of the seventh inning. But if you think it's long, how long do you think Bankhead thinks it is? 2-2 pitch. Thanks, 3. Pitch to close it. So, without further ado, with the Braves picking up 2 here to go ahead 9-0, we will pause for station identification.
His first bowl of sugar crisp. Is that quick enough?
Give that man a case of sugar crisp. Yes, friends, it's a fact. You'll sail right through that first bowl of sugar crisp once you discover how doggone good it is. Now, this exciting new post cereal is fun to eat. It's wholesome puffed wheat with a delicious sugar and honey coating. You just pour on the milk or cream, skip the sugar, and get set for the happiest new breakfast treat in years and years. Okay, Red.
Right on, Connie. What were you talking about?
Sugar crisp.
Yes, sir. Sugar crisp. Pomplaro, first up, last to the seventh. Takes a pitch in for a call strike. Quick for the right-hander for the Braves. Pitches, and Carr hits this one foul up by third base. Close to the stand. Elliott's getting over. Close. He's got it. All up against the railing along third third. Foul ball to the third base. One up and one to close out. Last to the seventh. That was about as quick as you could say. Sugar crisp again, wasn't it? One gone. Bickford has been quite efficient. Quite an executioner out here. Pitching a very good game. Bill Hodges, who has Brooklyn's one hit, which is sort of a scribble. Very much a scribble at the end of the bat down to first. Could have been scored an error very easily, one way or the other. Fastball over, called. But the official thrower, like the umpire, has got to call it now, one way or the other. So that's the only hit so far. fact, that's why you have an official score, to rule on something that is adaptive status. Newcomb continues throwing. Erskine is stopped down in the Brooklyn bullpen. And another throwing in the Boston bullpen. Big Padillos misses with his change up the fastball. Ball one. A ball up strike. And a big DC-6 bringing away in. One pitch, curveball swung on a high pop fly. The shortstop Carr backing up under it. He's got it. Yeah. Speaking about DC-6s, that was one that brought the Dodgers in from Cincinnati. Captain Harry Clark of American Airlines up there. And it was a great flight. And then 17,500. That's Eaton Harp on the hog, boy. Two down, last of the seventh. Then Billy Cox takes a changeup over for a called strike. Pickford has got everything working now. Beautiful. Beautiful. Pickford with one out, walked three men in the first inning. Then he struck out Perillo, got him to take a third strike, and got Hodges on a ground ball. Otherwise, he hadn't been threatened. Cox hits a grounding ball fast and on. Out of 10 in the center field for a base hit. This is hit number two. And if nothing else, it takes any sting away from that little split hit of Hodges in the fourth inning. Naturally, you get along this far, people begin to say, well, it'd be a shame if the guy is really going for one of those no-hitters if he just doesn't get any scribble in there. But that matter is now settled. That's a clean single for Cox at the center. Hit number two off Clifford. 9-0 over the Rays, and the battle is Bruce Edwards. Passing around to the left. Cox off first. Edwards takes a fastball low. All one. Gene Hermanski has walked out on deck, apparently to hit for Bankhead if Edwards can save him a life. And Newcomb is the only pitcher working in the Brooklyn bullpen. So adding up, we're all going down to talk to Newcomb just now, etc. Erskine stopping his work, and Newcomb continuing his. Apparently you feel that manager Schott would like to see Newcomb get an inning or so tuned today. Ball, no strike. Edwards up there at the plate, right hand batter. Swings, ball strike. One and one. We just have had word from the clubhouse and from Doc Wendler, the trainer, that Pee Wee Reese, in his collision with Jackie Robinson, banged his windpipe. No abrasion and nothing serious, he's all right. Glad to send that word to you. Bigfoot steps off the mound. He gets on. The time call. Edwards out. Bigfoot set. Delivers. Edwards takes high inside. Ball two. Seeing what news that we're very happy to tell you about, we're glad to find out today that John L. Smith of the Brooklyn official family, who had a serious operation some 10 weeks ago, is feeling increasingly better. Now the good weather is coming. On occasion, he's out in Prospect Park and around, getting the sunshine. 2-1 pitch, swung on, fouled up. Of course, you know that's grand news. About a grand person. Smith, of course, is known wherever there are doctors and chemists. Is one of the outstanding contributors such fields as development of penicillin. Carolinas. 2-2 pitch to the curve high. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Two gone. Cox at first. Waves to tomorrow, 12,000 feet, all prices. The 3-2 pitch, Cox goes, of course, and it is ball for Edwards. For Vincent, it now has two on. The first walk that he has had to surrender since the three back-to-back in the first inning. And Hermanski, Gene Hermanski, was hitting for Dan Bankhead. Bankhead, who has pitched the last three innings, has given up the last three runs. Thank you. Mansky, a left-hand batter, 2-for-4 this year. He's been strictly a pinch hitter. Takes a fastball over for a called strike. Antonelli continues working for the Braves, the left-hander. Newcomb gets his jacket. He's coming back into the bench, and it is obvious that Big Don will test his right arm next inning against the Braves. Throw, swung on, line drive, ball. Down into the boxes, way down the right field corner. No balls, two strikes. Mansky, strong, muscular left-hand hitter. Newcomb walking back into the dugout. Joe Hatton started for Brooklyn and was jawed loose. A home run by Gordon in the third and a home run by Jethro in the fifth. He's out of there. The first six runs for Hatton. Makes three to bank there. 9-0 Boston. Two strikes to Hermansky, who takes a curve low. One ball, two strikes. Newcomb scales his gloves out onto the grass. Distance foul ground halfway between the plate and first base. So he's the next pitching. Mansky's hitting for Bankhead. Donyan has been home resting that bad arm of his all the past week. Another ball high outside to Hermansky. 2-2. Wave 9. Dodgers nothing. And the Dodgers, of course, trying to rally, recoup, reform, and in other words, get back into the ball game. Bobby Hold, stocky right-hander who leads for the Braves, is now up and throwing. 2-2 pitch. Way high outside for ball three. And Pickett said he didn't want to pitch that ball again. Ball catcher Cooper makes the exchange. It's another one which they don't Larry gets. Johnny Jorgensen is going over to the Brooklyn bat rack. Eddie Mixis is scheduled to hit next if Hermansky gets on. Mixis is a right-hand batter. And as Connie pointed out to you, when Mixis took over in the ball game for Reese, that Mixis is primarily noted for his ability with the glove. All right, Posterios, happy to send you another big one from Brooklyn. Runner is goal. The 3-2 pitch is ball four. Mixis won. The big three ball once again loaded. Johnny Jorgensen. Coming on the hit for the third baseman, Mixis. In the seventh inning, there's the announcement. Jorgensen is 0-for-1. He's been almost a forgotten man on the ball club, so to speak. John Morgan coming up, and Billy Cox around. He's never lost his ability to smile while he's been grinding up these tough days. After around toward right, two out, three on. Pitches low inside, ball one for the Spider. I don't think he weighs 140 pounds, but he has great timing. Open stance, left-hand hitter. Cox on third, Edwards off second, Mansky off first. Bob Chipman, the left-hander, gets up. Antonelli gets out of there. Antonelli was probably just throwing and shooting himself. Bobby Hold, the right-hander, and Chipman, the left-hander, both working in the bullpen for the Braves in the event that Bickford has lost his touch. The Dodgers trying to penalize him. Boston ahead. 9-0. There'll be two men out. A single by Cox, and then Bickford adding to his own troubles. It walks to Edwards and pinch hitter Hermansky. That's how she stands. The 1-1 pitch. Call strike two. Fair ball at the shoulders on the outside. Jorgensen steps back and kicks on the decision to Getz. Getz answered him back in kind. Yannick gets in. Catcher Cooper down. And he's crouched. Harry gets working into the crack between the catcher and the left-hand hitter. Leaned off the catcher's right shoulder. Pickford deals a high outside serve. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. The Dodgers trying to do something about this 9-0 deficit. The Braves have slapped on them. This is the of the last of the seventh inning. Two out, three on. Pitcher pitch. High outside for Gary Graves. Fastball. Counts all the way. An automatic line hit. 3-2 and two men ball. Ferguson shoulders that stick now on his left shoulder. Now starts to pump it. Backs out of there. Vic is taking a little time for him. Paid crowd, 19,488. And they're hooping and hollering here at Brooklyn. Boy, this ballpark is always alive. Let it go. The 3-2 pitch. Ball four. So it's a 1-4 swing. And the one. Billy Southwaite runs out to the mound. The first time he's gone out there today. He is staying with Bickford, leading him in. So Bickford runs his shot out and his hopes for collecting a case of Sugar Crisp for such a feat. He's walked three straight men following a single to a runner's home. The batter is George Scuba. It's a 9-1 ball game, and the first run the Dodgers have scored now in 20 innings. They were forced upon them. Outfield toward right on Scuba, left-hand hitter. Swings at a ground ball to the right side. Sisti has a getaway from him. It's an error on all hands. It's safe and another run in. It's an error at short. The bases remain loaded and run number two is in. Well, that was the break the Dodgers were looking for as they strive to have a big inning now. A boot by Sisti of a ground ball hit right at him. The bases remain loaded. It is a 9-2 ball game, and the batter is Duke Snyder. Takes a fastball high outside. Ball one. Only the first run can be earned. No additional runs can be earned if the Dodgers get any more. The second run is not earned. Hitter by Getz inspecting the ball. The bases remain up for the full of Brooklyn's. The Braves 9 and the Dodgers 2. A single with two outs, three bases on balls, and error at second base. We had two runs in, three on. Snyder up there, 1-0. Swings and busts the ball out into left field. A line drive right at Willie Marshall, who grabs it for the out. Still, that ends up. Two runs, one hit, one error, three left. End of seven innings, nine runs, they're all earned. On 10 hits and one error for the Braves. Two runs, the first one earned, two hits. And for Brooklyn, no error.